In the lunchtime edition, government borrows more than $250 million from a Chinese bank for a massive rural road repair program, stressing it will create jobs at a difficult period. Cane farmers to get in a few weeks, a consultant's report on the future of the sugar industry as government exits, Britain's Hill residents shocked and confused over the death of a young man who had been reported missing, and NBA champion Andrew Wiggins reps his Bajan heritage on social media. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And The Latest comes to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go, we know. Life can be a daily rush. CIBC First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan, it's easy when you bank online.
Government is borrowing just over $250 million from a Chinese bank for an extensive roadworks program in rural Barbados. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Rand Strawn, says the project will create jobs and help improve the lives of many families. He today introduced in the House of Assembly a resolution under the Special Loans Act for the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project. Mr. Strawn stated that the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic has put significant strain on government's finances, a situation now compounded by the effects of the Ukraine war, and such sources of funding are critical for key projects. He disclosed that the low-interest loan comes on highly concessional terms.
World Bank of China. The government of Barbados is borrowing from the lender, the Export-Import Bank of China. It is approximately, sir, $256,600,000. The purpose, sir, is to finance the execution of the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project. And the term of the loan, sir, is 20 years. What I want to impress upon the public, sir, through you, is that there will be a grace period of 60 months, sir, from the effective date of the agreement. 60 months. 5 years, sir. 5 years. Grace period. This means, sir, we have some time and space, sir, to get the works done before we start to repay the loan.
He stressed the importance of such projects at this time of what he calls rough seas.
Because once we can get people, sir, back to work and they work in a full work week, sir, which is the absolute, absolute critical thing that we have to have done, is perhaps, sir, the best absorption of the shock, whatever that shock may be, sir, with respect to helping people to be able to cope. And therefore, we will continue, sir, to seek out opportunities where we can get Barbadians job opportunities in the short, medium to long term that will help them, sir, to be able to support themselves and their families, whilst at the same time, sir, allowing the state, the government, to be able to respond, sir, to these long-standing issues.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strawn. This country's private cane farmers will have, in the next few weeks, a consultant's report on the future structure of the sector as government exits. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Mortley, during an IMF news conference here last week, reaffirmed government's intention to end financing of the sugar industry and turn it over to private enterprise. Chairman of Barbados Sugar Industries Limited, Mark Seeley, tells Starcom Network News the matter is the subject of discussions with government.
We've had meetings with the Prime Minister. We're well aware of her position, and I think all the stakeholders are on board with that position. We have had consultants down in Barbados about a couple of months ago, and they have spent a lot of time going through the factory, the field, etc. And we're actually awaiting their very detailed report, which we expect to get within the next couple of weeks. So we look forward to looking at that, reviewing it, and also submitting that to the Ministry of Agriculture and also the Prime Minister. She's well aware of the report.
He spoke of some aspects of the privatization plan.
We have agreed that the industry needs to be privatized, and there are certain steps that need to be taken now. We will be submitting those steps in the report, which will be ready in a couple of weeks' time. We will be talking about renewable energy being part of the sugar industry. We've talked about that before, both photovoltaic and also biomass. We'll be talking about improving efficiencies in both the factory and the field. And these are not things that aren't known, they're just things that aren't being done. So these are things that will make huge improvements. So, you know, once we have that report, then we will submit it and we will go through it, etc. And we'll move very swiftly forward.
Chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest on Starcom Network is brought to you by CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Residents of Britain's Hill St. Michael shocked and confused over the circumstances surrounding the death of Rahim Kamash. Kamash was found hanging from a tree at Langsdown Enterprise Christ Church on Sunday when Starcom Network News visited his relatives at their Brighton's Avenue Britain's Hill home. They were too distraught to speak. We were only told that Rahim was in good spirits when they saw him last Wednesday. We also spoke to one resident who told us he saw Rahim 2 weeks ago in Bridgetown. He described the young man as quiet.
He's a very quiet person. I never heard him in any incident with any person or even quarreling. He always the only company block, sit down very quietly. And then when he finished, he spent his time sitting down, relaxing on the block, being ready, get him, go home. I never heard him, as I said before, I never heard that he was involved in any sort of incidents with any person, to my understanding. But what I can tell you from my point of view and from my knowledge, he's a very quiet person.
And the police are still trying to determine the circumstances of his death and have issued an appeal for anyone with information on the case to come forward. NBA champion and all-star Andrew Wiggins has been seen on social media repping his Barbadian heritage just days after winning his first NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors. The player, who played a vital role in the team's victory against the Boston Celtics on Thursday night, was posing in a photo with his mother, Marita Payne Wiggins, who is Barbadian-born but is a Canadian Olympic silver medalist. The two are holding the flag of Barbados with a celebratory arrangement of blue, yellow, and white balloons. Many Barbadians took to popular social media platform Twitter to praise and congratulate the player, expressing pride and joy in the fact that he has recognized his roots in the excitement of the moment. In posts on his Instagram page and the pages of his immediate family members, Wiggins could be seen yesterday at a victory parade in San Francisco, where he took photos with fans and popped bottles of champagne in celebration. Suriname, well on its way to developing its first offshore petroleum project in its deep sea area following the discovery of more than 180 million barrels of oil in a well. The American oil company APA Corporation has been working to make the Dutch-speaking CARICOM country an oil-producing state. Today, APA Corporation announced that more than 180 million barrels of oil have been found based on flow tests. Russia has warned Lithuania of serious consequences after it banned the rail transfer of some goods to the Russian territory of Kaliningrad. And floods in India have destroyed thousands of homes and affected millions of people. Unprecedented rainfall and flooding has left behind a trail of destruction in Assam province, submerging villages, destroying crops, and wrecking homes. Authorities say 32 of its 35 districts have been affected, killing at least 45 people and displacing more than 4.7 million over the last week. Our top stories. The Barbados government borrows more than $250 million from a Chinese bank for a massive rural road repair program, stressing it will create jobs at a difficult period. Cane farmers to get in a few weeks a consultant's report on the future of the sugar industry as government exits. Bridensill residents shocked and confused over the death of a young man who had been reported missing. And the NBA champion and all-star Andrew Wiggins reps his Bajan heritage on social media, warming the hearts of many Bajans who had an outpouring of reaction online. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The latest with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.